May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. On Tuesday, while young people across Scotland are planning their outfits, learning jokes, practising songs and rehearsing their ghoulish laughter, the focus for those of the Reformed churches will turn to Wittenberg, a town in Germany where the Reformation began. This 31st of October marks 500 years since the monk and theologian Martin Luther nailed his 95 thesis against the abuse of the sale of indulgences to the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg. Born in 1483, Luther's father had been a miner and a local official in Eisleben in Saxony, Germany. His mother was a bit more bourgeois, and it was through her connections that he received an education. He attended the University of Erfurt, where his father had wanted him to study law. It was while waiting for his parents one evening that Luther had a Damascus Road experience, and caught in a thunderstorm, he had prayed for help. That experience led him to joining the Augustinian monks. Throughout Luther's experience of faith, there are searching questions as he found what he was expected to practice and what he found in scripture at times conflicting. However, he continued to study and in 1505 transferred to Wittenberg. In 1512, he became a doctor of theology, although in the process of this period of study, he'd visited Rome, failing to find many of his questions answered. Throughout his life, Luther's prolific writing gave voice to his continual searching for understanding the relationship of faith within individual life, the community of Christians and the worldwide church. The nailing of 95 theses to the doors of a church brought into focus the controversial practice of paying for an indulgence. An indulgence was a way of avoiding penance for the remission of sin. Luther's thesis placed the grace of God at the heart of encountering faith. Faith was not a set of rules to be followed where the actions of a day decided righteousness. Instead, faith was actively living with God within and allowing the stories of Scripture and the activity of the Holy Spirit to set the agenda. Perhaps most importantly, Luther challenged the exclusive control of clergy in having knowledge of Scripture. He worked on producing Scripture in German, and with the growth of printing presses, more people began to have access to the Bible and to the papers that Luther and others were writing, giving new insight and knowledge. The Reformation in Scotland wouldn't happen for another 40 plus years, and there is dubiety over whether Luther really intended for the church to fracture in the way that it did. However, it gave rise to changes not just in church life, but into politics, business, science, culture and art. Of course, drawing on Scripture, Luther could have found no greater provocation for change than in the Gospel story itself. Time and again in the Gospels, we find Jesus challenging the practices of the religious authorities and calling them back to the God within. The chapter from which we read this morning begins with the story of the woman caught in adultery. She'd been brought to the temple by the Pharisees, who were about to carry out the law of Moses and stone her. Jesus, using the law, turns the argument on the Pharisees and has them wonder which of them has done no wrong. If there were witnesses to their crimes, they too could be punished. There is a real reminder throughout chapter 8 that the Word is living amongst us. The Word is not letters in a book written to be followed line by line. Instead, it's a relationship that's to shape and inspire the activities of each day. It should be challenging thoughts, not allowing the easy acceptance of the status quo. where grace and truth might bring hope and the potential of resurrection for others, then the dogmatic pursuit of rules was to be challenged. In the section we heard today, Jesus is still challenging the dogmatic pursuit of rules over allowing scripture to be lived. We could almost laugh at the crowd's insistence that they've not been slaves, because the crowd seem to have forgotten their own faith story. They are the descendants of those who'd been slaves in Israel, and as citizens of an occupied Roman territory, they are again enslaved. As Jesus has them wrestle with the promise of freedom found with God, we see that questions, controversies and conflicts are an almost necessary part of faith. Of course, 500 years on from the beginning of the Reformation, there have been many questions, controversies and conflicts. Part of being part of a Reformed Church is recognising the need for debate and the potential to splinter that it might bring. Within Scotland, the history of our church tells of disruption as people defend their position or fight for a new voice to be heard. We might wonder where the grace of God is to be encountered within that need for division. Celebrating the Reformation should not lead us to negate the value and worth of others. Instead, it offers a moment to confess how easily we fall into a pattern of faith by rote. The Sunday by Sunday habit of singing hymns and sharing prayers, but forgetting that every day is a moment for living faith. We could pause for repentance at the modern practice of indulgence, that when rather than face the hard work of resolving our pains, hurts and sadnesses, we use the easy options of casual shopping and indulgent food to bring an immediate high and ease. It's a time of forgiveness when we recognise that some of the differences that have split our church communities would have been better resolved by listening to one another and rejoicing in the similarities. But perhaps this moment of celebration is also a time of reconciliation. When we learn to value the presence of Christ in every Christian community and in the diversity of understanding that shapes our worship and our mission. The story of Reformation has not ended. For the word still lives amongst us. And while we might be those who are regularly confused and imperfect, we are also God's beloved children, called to be blessed. In our lives, the Reformation continues as we live out Christ's resurrection and the possibility that out of the deepest, darkest hearts of the world, there is always the possibility for hope to bring forth love. Amen.